Welcome to the award-winning Gutter. I'm back from Gutter HQ in Zurich, where we're having to do shows by Zoom over the past fortnight. We're back in central Liverpool for this very, very important Gutter. There's lots to get through. Neil Atkinson, Paul Gorst in the room with me. Boys, like, this is what's going to be in the pack show. Let me start with this. I think since we last did a show, well, there's more Bellingham fallout to discuss. Will we, won't we? Gravenberch has loomed large in the last week with plenty of reports linking him to us. People like Fabrizio Romano and Dominic King say Mason Mount is a priority for Liverpool. And coming into the frame in the last couple of days is Jurrien Timber, who plays for Ajax, does he at the moment? A Dutch team, a big Dutch team. Unlike Jurrien Timber, who's not that big, we found out. But we'll discuss this later with Neil in particular, who has a lot to say about people's heights. Okay, starting.
I do.
Starting with, do you know what? I'm putting my notes down. I'm going to you, Paul Bellingham. Mm. Let's just get this one out of the way, because we did, obviously, I did a show about it. You've written lots about it. Everyone's talked about it endlessly for those couple of days after the news broke that Liverpool were shelving their plans to pursue Jude Bellingham. In the immediate aftermath, there were two camps emerged. The conspiracy theory camp, which said, aha, this is obviously a negotiating ploy by the clever Reds, right? They're pretending to walk from the table. And then there was the rest of us, which includes me, who went, Liverpool are saying they're walking away because they are walking away. Now, I have to say, I don't know where I am on this at the moment, but I would like to be interested in your viewpoint. I did think, in taking Liverpool at their word, that a story might break in the ensuing days that somebody else has stolen a march, and that maybe Liverpool were getting their retaliation in first by saying, no, we don't want him, because I thought it might break the Real Madrid were nailed on or something. Where are you on this one now? What's your guess as to what's playing out?
I suppose, when we journalists, that's on the first thing I'd say is, don't think these stories would be written if anyone writing them thought it was information given to them in bad faith. You know, if it's not something that they absolutely believe to be true, it wouldn't be the big news that it has become. There are two ways of looking at it. Initially, when it happened, I was quite critical of the decision and the strategy, given that they've known for the best part of 2 years that this is a player who they really like, who they really want. But since, I've kind of looked at it and thought, well, okay, if you kind of come into the reluctant acceptance that you're not going to be in the Champions League, you're already a club who is self-sustainable and you don't necessarily have the funds that your rivals do in the transfer market, does it make pragmatic sense to spread that across three or four as opposed to one?